Hey there, how's it going? This is Frank Dobner, and you're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
Welcome back to our next segment of this edition, the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. Today, we're talking all about Halloween martinis and Halloween appetizers and finger foods and all sorts of great goodies that part of our Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation's Halloween shows. Talking all about Halloween martinis and Halloween finger foods is Terry Dennis, a.k.a. the Martini Diva, a.k.a. the Pop Art Diva. And Terry, it's a pleasure and honor that you can join me today and tell us all about your martini recipes and your finger food recipes are all available on special recipe cards that you could print up on Terry's website. Again, Terry, a pleasure and honor you could join me today. And also, Terry wanted to mention that a lot of these martinis can be actually made without alcohol. Again, I don't know about necessarily having a party where kids are drinking martinis. However, you can substitute things for the alcohol then.
You can. Now, in the case of the Orange Julius, you actually don't have to substitute. You just take the alcohol out of it. Because the rest of it, the orange juice, the powdered sugar, and the cream, are elements of the it's very close to their recipe. I don't think they give out the real recipe, but it that will make you a nice orange blended drink. Now, if you want to, you can add a little bit of orange flavoring to that. You know, you can buy food flavorings in the grocery aisle, and orange is one of the ones. Orange, vanilla, cherry, you can find some of these very easily in most grocery stores. So you can add a little bit of orange food flavoring to that to bring in that element of what the adults are getting in the Grand Marnier, okay? Now, vodka itself really doesn't have a lot of flavor to it. It's one of the reasons why it makes great mixed drinks, because it doesn't, you can do a lot with vodka. So you don't have to replace the vodka at all. But the citrus vodka, if you want, just put a little squeeze of lemon into their drink instead of the alcohol. And you'll pretty much have recreated all the flavors of the adult jack-o'-lantern martini without alcohol for children or for non-drinkers. There's a lot of adults out there who don't drink. And it's very easy to translate many cocktail recipes. They call them mocktails, okay? M-O-C-K, mocktail. Turning a cocktail into a mocktail by removing the alcohol, but you replace the flavor element of whatever the alcohols are with, say, a flavored syrup. There's companies out there like Toscani, et cetera, that make a lot of, you know, flavored syrups. They're used in the designer coffees, you know, in the coffee houses. And they're all, these are flavor syrups that are also used on icy, on those frozen ice Hawaiian ice drinks, you know, where they put the ice in and then pour the syrup over it. Those syrups are perfect for bringing a flavor profile into a non-alcoholic martini to replace one of the alcohol elements or flavor elements.
Oh, fantastic. And now a martini that sounds very interesting, Terry, is the Nose Picker Martini. Now that seemed kind of cool, and this is something that goes along with the Halloween theme. Then,
I'm sorry, that's me. I'm sorry, I had to because I have a nose booger picker. It is terribly gross, but I have a nose booger picker Halloween appetizer, and it's part of the fun. Kids love these names. Okay. So when you go to my website, you can download the recipe cards for free. They're printable versions. They're set up as a standard 5x3 recipe card, so you can put them in your recipe file, and they have cute graphics on them, and the recipes are on them. But you can download those, and you can print those out and put them right by whatever tiny food. I call appetizers tiny food, okay? But whatever tiny food or appetizer of mine that you've done, you just put the little card by so people know what they're eating. And you can put it by the drinks, too, if you have a drink station. And then people, you've got a little card telling people what they're eating. And the kids love the nose picker. kids love gross things, you know. But the nose picker martini is a melon martini. And that one, I use 2 ounces of Madori melon liqueur, 1 ounce of coconut rum. I use a half an ounce of banana liqueur, and I use one quite often called 21 Bananas, but there's several different ones out there. Then I use a lime green colored sugar. Okay, now good luck finding lime green colored commercial rimmers. You're not going to find that color. But you can make your own colored rimmers by taking sugar, just regular household sugar, and putting food coloring in it. And to get lime green, you just put yellow and green food coloring in. And a lot less of the green because the green is extremely powerful. So depending on how much you use, I would say 4 to 5 drops of the lemon, or 4 or 5 parts of the lemon yellow food coloring to 1 part of the green food coloring will give you a nice lemon lime green. Then you have the lime green sugar. And then I found at Walmart several years ago gummy finger puppets for Halloween. They were little monster finger puppets, but they were gummy candies, and they were perfect. So I grabbed a ton of those. And what I do is I will take that, and I will stick that on the top of a martini pick. Instead of sticking it at the bottom where you poke it in and drop it in the martini, I'll put it on the top of the martini pick. And then I will just lay that across the rim, okay, so that it's sitting across the top of the rim and not floating, and you see the little finger puppet. And so you take your glass and you do your rimming procedure again. You can dip it. In this case, I would dip it probably in the banana liqueur because it's a thicker liqueur. And then I would dip it into the green, lime green colored sugar, and then I put it in the freezer. Then I would take my Madori, the coconut rum, the rest of the banana liqueur, and I would pour those into a martini shaker with some ice, shake it up until it's nice and cold, pour that into your chilled glass with that nice lime green rim, and then take your little martini pick with your gummy finger puppet on it and drape that across the top. And for the children, what I would probably do is either look and see if I could find some melon juice, okay, or melon soda. I have seen melon sodas out there. And then I would use probably, for the coconut, I would probably use coconut cream. You can buy cans of coconut cream. And then the banana would be easy enough to do by simply taking a banana and putting a banana, an actual banana in there, which would also be healthy for them. And then mix that all up together. And if you're, and the other thing you can do is if you're going to be really healthy for the non-alcoholic one, is kind of make a smoothie out of it. Actually use real melon. Get real melon and get real banana, and put that in, and get your coconut cream, put that into a blender with some ice, and then thin it down with, and maybe a little pineapple, add a little pineapple juice to it, because pineapple and coconut go very well, and they go well with melon, too. And then make a smoothie out of that, and blend that up together, and then proceed, and still rim the glass. There's no reason why you can't rim the glass with the sugar, and go ahead and put the gummy finger puppet on there. And if you have very young children, don't use the martini pick. Just put the finger puppet along the side of their glass or on a straw.
Oh, fantastic. And one more martini I want to talk about, Terry, is now you have a smash pumpkin martini, and you say that this actually does taste really like a pumpkin pie then.
It does, yeah. This started with Thanksgiving martinis. I wanted to do a Thanksgiving martini when I first started. And I was trying to figure out, you know, what are the flavor profiles of the holiday? Well, the first thing, of course, you think of is turkey and dressing and gravy. And I'm really sorry, but I really was not going to go down the road of a turkey martini. or a turkey and gravy martini. And then I remembered that the actual thing that I look forward to the most on Thanksgiving is my mother's pumpkin pie. So I decided, well, I'm going to see if I can make a pumpkin martini. And I got lucky because I was walking out. I was trying to figure out how to do it, what I could combine to get that pumpkin flavor. Because a lot of times you can combine different liqueurs and get a particular flavor profile from them that like butterscotch schnapps, you know, mixed with amaretto or vanilla, can give you the taste of cake or a baked good. It's really interesting. So I was looking around thinking what I could work with, and I found, sitting on the aisle, a bottle of Hiram Walker's pumpkin spice liqueur. And so I picked it up, and it was a truly horrendous color of orange. Okay? I picked it up, I took it home, opened the bottle up, and it smelled like butterscotch. But I'm going to try it. So I took it and I mixed it. I mixed it up with plain vodka. Okay? At the time, I didn't happen to have any vanilla vodka in that. But I mixed it up with plain vodka and a little bit of half and half and some pumpkin pie spices, a couple other things, and I can give you the exact recipe for that. And it was, honestly, a little bit of whipped cream on top. Tasted just like my mother's pumpkin pie. It was really wonderful. It surprised the dickens out of me. I thought when I smelled that liqueur that I thought I was not going to like this martini at all, but I went ahead with it, and I was absolutely blown away. It tastes just like pumpkin pie. Then I found Bowles Pumpkin Smash, too, which is always nice to have two options. They're slightly different. They're not exactly the same liqueur, but they both work out really well. And because, you know, with something as odd as a pumpkin liqueur, you never know when they're going to stop making it. But I found the Bowles, and the smashed pumpkin martini is made with the Bowles Pumpkin Smash, okay? Bowles is a brand name. It's B-O-L-S. And I use 1.5 ounces of the Bowles Pumpkin Smash to 1 ounce of Frangelico. Now, Frangelico is a hazelnut liqueur. I also use 1/2 ounce of dark rum, and then I use 1 ounce of heavy cream. Then I use 2 teaspoons of pumpkin pie spice. You can buy, I think Schilling, it comes in a can. It's actually called pumpkin pie spice. I use 2 teaspoons of that, and 4 tablespoons of sugar, and that is for the rimming mix. And then my pumpkin peep. Remember the pumpkin peep? He comes back into play here. You take your pumpkin pie spice and your sugar, you mix those up together and put those on a little small plate. And then you take a little bit of the pumpkin smash and put that on another plate, rim your glass, you dip it in the smash, then in the sugar and spice mixture, then you put that in the freezer. Then you put the ice in your martini shaker, and you pour the Bowles and the Frangelico and the rum and the heavy cream into the martini shaker. And you shake that up again until it's well chilled. Then you pour that into your glass and float the pumpkin peep on top and serve it. Now, if you want to serve it like pumpkin pie, put a little whipped cream on top of it and a little bit more of the spices to the top of the whipped cream. For Halloween, I serve it without the whipped cream, and I just float the pumpkin peep on top.
Oh, fantastic, Terry. So one final note we want to, before we move on to the yummy food that with the martinis. Now, as far as the kids, we had mentioned, you know, presentation. I don't know. If I necessarily have a problem with the idea of having kids being served in martini glasses, do you do it as a punch? I mean, if you're making this for kids or?
Well, you know, here's the thing about making martinis as opposed to making a punch or something like that. The whole thing about the whole issue of martinis is it's sort of a lifestyle thing. It's the shaking of the martini, you know, in the martini shaker. It's the glass itself has its own kind of elan to it. And feel the good old days of the 40s and elegance and that type of thing. No, I would not serve children in a martini glass because, number one, martini glasses are by nature top-heavy because they're very on a very thin stem, very tall generally, and with a pretty wide bowl, okay? And honestly, you know children are going to, that's not a good thing for children. So I more than likely would probably use a plastic glass for children, and you can rim a plastic glass, you know. And if you want to dress it up for the kids, and if you're talking about for children, go ahead and add other fun elements to it. There's no reason why you can't add another little stick of candy to it for the kids, or, you know, some other fun little element. You know, I've actually garnished martinis with little miniature toys sometimes. You know, a garnish can be, you know, by definition, a garnish is something that's edible. But if you're having fun and you're playing, you can, I mean, they have little cocktail umbrellas, and you've, I don't know if you've ever seen them, but I remember even when I was a kid, I used to love those little plastic monkeys that they used to hang off the rim of a glass. I loved those as a kid. And they still have those out there. You can still find those. So kids love this kind of stuff. And if they're not too young and it's not a choking hazard, then you can use those kind of fun little things. I have yet to see a little cute plastic toy made specifically for hanging off the rim of a glass that has a Halloween flavor to it. But I have seen, and I saw it on Amazon the other day, skulls, little skulls, and a couple, I think, pumpkins, and they are candy, and they come with a little slit in the bottom of them that will sit on the rim of a glass, and those will be great for the kids. And certainly I think I would serve them in a regular glass, okay, because kids and martini glasses don't mix well. But as far as your adult non-alcoholic drinkers, do it exactly, put it in a martini glass, do exactly the same thing you would as it with the alcoholic martini, you know, the whole thing, and to do the same presentation. Just leave the alcohol out. Because that's the fun of martinis, is the glass and the whole party that the martini brings to it.
Oh, okay, and then we want to talk about some of the eats here. And you have, first of all, goblets gloppy green goo. Am I saying that right there?
Goblets of, I'm so sorry, I'm laughing. You can tell I have fun with my martinis and my food, and I particularly have fun with Halloween. And for the kids, these names are great. The kids love these names. It's all part of the thing. Kids love gruesome, you know, icky stuff. So goblets of gloppy green goo is simply avocado dip. Okay? It is avocado dip is what it is. And my recipe, if you would like to have the actual recipe for my goblets of gloppy green goo, which is basically avocado dip, this is for a small, and you can, you know, depending on the size of your party, you would have to multiply. But my recipe calls for two medium-sized ripe Haas avocados. I only use Haas avocados, no other kind. That's H-A-A-S avocado. Then I use a half a tomato chopped. I use a half red onion, and I mince that fairly small because I don't like getting a big bite of onion in my avocado dip. And then I use a little bit of either fresh chopped garlic, maybe a quarter teaspoon of that, or I use garlic powder, okay? Then I use a squeeze of lemon juice, and that is for a couple of reasons. Lemon juice, the tartness of lemon juice brightens up a lot of food. It brings flavors out, and it's very nice for avocado. But it does one other thing for avocados. Lemon juice on avocados will keep that avocado from turning black as it sits out. So it keeps it fresh and green. And then, of course, salt. And I use kosher salt. Okay? I am not a big hot pepper fan, but you can add jalapeno peppers to it. But if you're throwing a party, I recommend that you don't. What I recommend is that, because not everybody can handle hot peppers, and if you put them in things, they can't eat that. So I always recommend that if you're serving food like that, that you chop up the peppers, whatever you're going to use, the jalapenos or serranos, or, cool boy, if you're using serranos, you're a braver man than I am. But put those chopped up in little bowls aside with a little spoon and let people add their own hot peppers to it, because not everyone can eat those hot peppers. So when I serve my goblets of gloppy green goo, that's exactly what I do. I will take a separate little bowl of jalapenos and put them to the side and serve those. And when I chop them up, I take out the green, that white interior ribbing, and I take the seeds out because there's a bitterness in that whiteness inside of a pepper, and a lot of the heat resides in the seed peppers. So if you really, really want it hot, leave the seed in, okay? But I take mine out, and I leave that, serve that aside. But that is what got us the floppy green goo in. And basically, you just mash up your avocados. And here's a trick for avocados that a lot of people get that seed out. I take a big butcher knife. You've got to be careful, but I hold on to the, I cut the avocado in half, and then I twist, I take two hands and grab one half each, and I twist it. And then one half will come off without the seed, one half will come off with the seed. And I just take a big butcher knife, and I kind of chunk it down onto that seed with a slight twist, and you can lift that seed right out. And then I take a knife, and I hold that avocado again, and I slice very carefully. And be careful, if you've got a very good knife, be very careful you don't cut yourself. But I slice right down to the skin, long slices inside the skin, and then I slice the other way, and I actually dice the avocado right inside the shell. Then I use a spoon and scoop it out. And I've done 90% of the work of smashing up my avocado that way. And then I throw that into a bowl, I throw that in, and I mash it up a little bit more. And if you've got a big bowl, use a potato masher, or just use a spoon or a fork. And then you add your tomato, your half a tomato for the two medium avocados. Your onion, your quarter of a small red onion, and your chopped, I'm sorry, I think I forgot to mention, I put cilantro in my guacamole dip. That's another thing that people either hate or love. So I put it in mine, I love cilantro. But that's another thing you can put on the side. Cilantro has a very distinctive taste. Either love it or hate it. So cilantro is optional. Then you put your lemon juice and your salt and your garlic pepper and mix that all up. And then at the last minute, I take another little squeeze of lemon and put it right over the top, and that helps keep it even fresher. And your avocado dip stays green.
Okay, Terry, you know what? That sounds simply fantastic or simply ghoulish, one of the two. Well, what we're going to do, Terry, is we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back today. My guest is Terry Dennis, a.k.a. the Martini Diva, a.k.a. the Pop Art Diva. We're talking all about Halloween martinis and Halloween finger food. I know that everyone is looking to spice up, at least we hope, their Halloween bash. And Terry has tons upon tons of Halloween martinis. And talking to Terry, she's got a martini for every day of the week and every probably second of the minute, literally. And she's so passionate and dedicated to the preservation and the advancement of the martini. And we say thank you very, very much, because there's so much history that goes into that. And there's a lot of time and almost a food scientist type, a chemist type of vibe into that. And Terry has all our martinis and all our Halloween finger food available on our website. So we have some information that you could check out on our website. So again, my guest is Terry Dennis, the Martini Diva, talking all about Halloween martinis and, of course, finger food for Halloween. Yum, yum, yum. You are listening to the Mike Care Radio Program. I am the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodbridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our last segment of this edition of our program today.